1-800-733-7733 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And what an hour we've got lined up for you. To standing by is one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He's a fellow alumnus, like myself, of Motor Trend, where he was executive editor and senior editor and editor of Motor Trend Classic, and definitely has been around the Motor Trend bandwagon for quite some time, but now he's moved on to other things. He also is a noted author and a broadcaster with the Speed Channel, and Matt Stone will be joining us momentarily. Also coming up in the latter half of the hour, we'll be joined by a representative of a company with a brand new product. I don't know anything about it. It's called Wash Drops, but we'll both hear about it here together. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number if you have a question for any of our guests or myself. We'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Matt is standing by at our network headquarters. You can be rest assured that you will be taken care of right off the bat there, because Matt is one of the best in the business. So 800-259-9231, or you can email me up, boblongradio@yahoo.com. Right now we go out to California and welcome the esteemed automotive journalist, author, and broadcaster, Matt Stone, back to Auto World. Matt, how you doing?
Doing fine, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine, hanging in there, and lots of cool things to talk about, including you recently had a chance to drive a very cool car, and that's the new E63 AMG from Mercedes-Benz, and you did a piece for, I believe, Edmunds.com on that. Tell us about the E63 AMG.
Well, true enough, Bob, if you like big, bad sedans, this is a big, bad sedan to be reckoned with. The E-Class, as everybody knows, is the mid-size Mercedes-Benz. And the E63 AMG is the hot rod model, although they have changed up their philosophy and their nomenclature just a little bit. The last one was a 6.3, or actually 6.29 liter naturally aspirated V8. They have changed up their philosophy, they feel, in the name of greater efficiency now, dialing back to a twin turbocharged 5.5 liter V8, so no more 6.3, even though it's still called an AMG 63, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. But it is a formidable automobile, let me tell you.
Any significant differences?
500 horsepower and equal amounts or more of torque in a midsize sedan. I mean, this thing is really fast. And it's really sophisticated, and it rumbles like an old Challenger, and it's wonderful.
It's remarkable when you stop and think about it. Matt, today we've got luxury sedans like this that could run with some of the great sports cars and muscle cars of the past. And these cars, like you say, are sports car quick, yet can haul around a whole lot of people and luggage.
Yeah, no kidding. A full four-seater here, very comfortable, that will run over 150 miles an hour, 0 to 60, just around 4 seconds. And, I mean, a really, really quick car. And, of course, with the steering, brakes, handling, and safety to match.
Absolutely. Any significant changes architecture-wise, suspension-wise, with this new E63 AMG over the former model?
Well, it depends on how you define significant. I mean, of course, the AMG, any AMG car gets the big wheels and tires and big brakes and heavy shocks and anti-roll bars and stiffer bushings and all that stuff. And they set them up for Autobahn running and for great high-speed stability, but also the ability to corner aggressively and safely. So, no, it's still independent four-wheel suspension and, you know, big, massive AMG brakes and I think 19 or 20-inch tires, depending on which ones you get, and beautiful forged wheels and aggressive rubber. And, I mean, these things are made to go on the road big time.
Absolutely. Mercedes seems to be moving a little bit more towards the turbocharged power plants. It seems like the 6.3 or 6.29 liter engine is pretty much exclusive now to the smallest Benz, the C63, as well as, of course, the mighty SLR, which is just an amazing vehicle.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, Bob, I'm a little torn because this engine is very powerful. It gets better mileage than the engine it replaces. It's a little better in terms of emissions. But to me, it just doesn't have that crisp, naturally aspirated rasp that the 6.3 did. And I missed that a little bit. I think they got something, but they gave up a little something at the same time. You'd have to drive them back-to-back to decide which one you like better. They're both superlative cars, but I like that naturally aspirated 6.3 a bunch.
Yeah, I do, too. I was very fortunate to have a C63 back when it was first introduced. Of course, we've seen a refreshening here for 2012, and just the exhaust note on that, you know, it sounded like a World War II German howitzer cannon. Just to fire it up just gave me thrills. I love it.
Yes, when that little sedan lights off, you look around for something because you figure, oh, that noise can't be coming out of this this mid-sized C-Class. But thankfully, it does.
Let's talk a little bit about the Barrett-Jackson Las Vegas experience. We haven't touched base since Pebble Beach, and I know since then Barrett-Jackson had another look like, from the outside looking in, successful auction in Las Vegas, and of course you were part of the Speed broadcast team. Any standouts from this year's Las Vegas Barrett-Jackson event?
No real newsmakers in my mind, Bob, but a very solid sale. I mean, absolutely something for everybody. A lot of muscle cars, a lot of Americana, handful of Porsches, a few Ferraris, and, you know, a little bit of something, and some odd ducks, as you expect at those big auctions. But something for everybody, and I would say, I mean, I felt that the prices were fair, generally speaking, for both sides, with reasonable expectations.
Our telephone number is 800-259-9231 if you have a question for Matt Stone. He's our very special guest, esteemed automotive journalist, broadcaster with Speed Television, and author of many books, including his latest book, which, when did it come out, Matt? The Time Flies. Was it in the spring?
My First Car.
Yeah.
When did that come out?
Yeah, I'm stopping.
I guess it was in the early spring. And, Bob, could you ask the engineer to crank up my return volume a little bit? I'm having a tough time hearing you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do that. We'll have Matt adjust that. But My First Car must have been a great project for you, Matt, because everybody remembers their first car. And, of course, I always love to talk about your first car because you had one of the coolest first cars of anybody I know.
Yeah, baby. My 1971 Oldsmobile 442 coupe, Viking blue with white trim, a 455 Ram Air, and Hurst shifter. Yeah, baby.
That is great. And one thing that's really cool when you visit Matt's website, mattstonecars.com, you get to see some pictures of Matt and the various vehicles he's owned over the years, and some other great links about the various books that you've written. Matt, I still get people emailing me from time to time comments about some of your recent work, including the Steve McQueen book that you did a while back, and also the Paul Newman book. It's not unusual for listeners of either this program or other programs of mine to send a little note talking about the fact that they love that book. So that's good news for everybody. Everybody should check it out. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about Matt's extensive portfolio of books, and we'll open it up to anything automotive. We'd love to hear from you. This is Auto World.
December 7, 1941, Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942, surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book Profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We're talking with Matt Stone, automotive journalist extraordinaire, broadcaster, and author of many books, and including the most recent, My First Car. And I was just making a comment to Matt before the break, the fact that I still get emails from time to time, folks talking about the book that he wrote about Paul Newman and McQueen's Machines. A matter of fact, Matt, recently I had the opportunity to just briefly meet Sheryl Crow, and one of these days I want to get her on the air and perhaps get you on the air with her as well. She, of course, wrote the song Steve McQueen, and I asked her if she had read your book, and she said no, and we definitely need to get her a copy of your book.
You know, Bob, that disturbs me just a little bit, because I sent her one when the first hardbound edition was published.
Oh, no kidding.
Supposedly to who was represented to me as her agent.
Huh.
And if she didn't get it, I'm very disappointed to hear that. So perhaps if you have solid contact information, you and I should circle back offline, and I would love to get that and see that she gets a copy, because she should absolutely have one. Because, of course, I quote her song, and her album cover is in the book.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about what makes Steve McQueen such an icon. What was one of the reasons why you decided to do this project? Because it's a big project. You know, it has more than 200 photographs, and you put a lot of work into this.
Well, true enough. And just to define that book for anybody that doesn't have it or seen it, or hasn't seen it, it's my one-sentence definition is, it's all about the cars and motorcycles that Steve McQueen owned, raced, or put into film. What made me decide to do it? Well, there was an exhibit at the Peterson Automotive Museum here in Los Angeles. It was a collection of his cars and bikes and race cars and film cars and that kind of thing. And I walked through this exhibit, came out the other end an hour later and said, this is the book.
So true.
And so I started putting a list together of cars and started assembling his race record. And when I had it all in a pile, it turned out to be a best-selling book.
And you had the opportunity to drive a very famous vehicle in the Peterson collection, which is an XKSS. And a matter of fact, that was the vehicle, I believe, that was actually owned by Steve McQueen.
That is correct. That's XKSS chassis 714 or 713, as I said here, but a fabulous car. And if you're not familiar with what an XKSS is, it's really a Jaguar D-type racer from the 50s that's mildly converted to street spec. And when I say mildly converted, it means it gets two mufflers and a crummy top and street tires and some air cleaners, and that's really about it. I mean, it's a race car. Aluminum chassis, a lot of aluminum stuff, aluminum bodywork that's just stretched so tight over that chassis. It fairly pings when you touch it. It's a beautiful little car. The Peterson Automotive Museum owns McQueen's XKSS, and I did have the chance to drive it through Mulholland and the Hollywood Hills, where Steve and his pals lived and went street racing at night. And let me tell you, what few hairs I have left, that made them stand on end.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that people still write online and talk about the racing that was very common on the Mulholland Drive back in that era. And, you know, there are supposedly vehicles that are somewhere off the side of a cliff that are still there from races lost years ago.
Yeah, that's true, Bob. It is very much a place of legend and lore. James Dean used to go out squirting around there in his Porsches, and there was a whole Mulholland racing scene for a while in the 60s and even in the early 70s, and they called them cafe racers, highly modified streetcars, or barely converted race cars. And there's an excellent book out. The author's name is escaping me at the moment. It's called The Mulholland Experience. And it talks about that whole underground racing scene. It's not very different, honestly, from the street racing scene that goes on in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it took place right here in the Hollywood Hills, 20 minutes from where I'm sitting.
Amazing. Let's talk a little bit about what you're working on right now, if you can tell us. You're doing a lot of freelance work, of course, and I'm sure you've got another book in mind. Anything that you can tell us about?
Well, I do have another book in the oven. I'd rather not divulge that whole thing at the moment because the title is not yet finalized. But it's a bit of a mythbuster, automotive mythbuster kind of project that I am partnering with Preston Lerner, with whom I joint ventured on winning The Racing Life of Paul Newman, an outstanding journalist, a great guy, a real automotive enthusiast, and a superb writer. So I could not ask for a better co-conspirator than Preston. And he and I are working on this Mythbuster book that'll be out. Oh, it's a ways off yet. About a year from now, I believe fall or very early, you know, holiday time, 2012, I believe is the estimated published date right now. And yeah, fortunately, Bob, I'm doing all the kinds of stuff. I'm doing work for several classic magazines and some single mark magazines, a couple of foreign magazines, some websites, Speed Television, of course, and lots of other stuff, and staying well and busy. Thank you.
That is great news. I'm so happy to hear that. Let's touch a little bit on the most recent book once again, My First Car. And this is a great gift with the holidays approaching around the corner. Here we are in October now. It won't be long. This book is a wonderful gift idea for anybody. Where would you recommend folks picking up a copy of this particular book, Matt?
Bob, I would imagine the best deal is probably at Amazon. It's a book that retails for $25. It's hardback, lots of photos, some great stories by what I call legends, heroes, and friends, telling the story of their first dream machine. And some of these will make you cry, and some will make you laugh. But it retails for $25 hardcover, and I believe Amazon sells it for $20 or $21, something like that. Or you can buy it publisher direct from motorbooks.com.
That's great. And let's talk about some of your favorite stories from the book. Is there one or two that you could talk a little bit about just to give listeners a little bit more of a flavor?
Wow. There's so many great ones. And I tell you, Bob, I am really honored by all of the people that came out to participate. Like I said, you know, half the book are legends and heroes, and the other half are friends. And they go from Mario Andretti to Carroll Shelby and George Barris and all kinds of great car folks. Barry McGuire, whom you know, and racing drivers and race car builders and designers and executives and all kinds of folks. One that sticks out in my mind I thought was particularly charming was Danica Patrick, who, as you know, is an IndyCar racer and now on her way to NASCAR Nationwide full-time.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about Danica's first car with Matt Stone. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
So, honey, all ready to go new car shopping?
Dad?
I have a list of 15 car dealers we're going to hit.
Dad, we don't have to go all over town. I went to TrueCar.com.
TrueCar.com?
I just put in a new car I wanted to buy, and TrueCar.com showed me what other people paid for the same car. And then they found me an even better price.
But once we're at the dealer, I take over, and I am a master at squeezing out a great price.
Dad, TrueCar.com got me the great price. See, I printed out this TrueCar.com price protection certificate, I give it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, and I get my car. I'll save $3,800.
Wow. Well, I'm very proud you found out about TrueCar.com. It's just that, well, you really don't need me anymore.
I think there was a spider in my room.
I'm going to go kill it right now.
Thank you, Daddy.
Boy, that is one big spider.
TrueCar.com shows you what others paid for the exact same car. Then they find you a better price. And the best part is you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. Take it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer and pick up your new car. That's TrueCar.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest a healthy start pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate you joining us each and every week at this time. My name is Bob Long, along with Matt Stone, esteemed automotive journalist, broadcaster, and author. And we're talking about his latest book, which is called My First Car. And before the break there, you were sharing with us, Matt, a little bit about some of the stories that really are standouts. They're all great in the book, but, you know, it's hard to put a finger on one or two, but just tell us a little bit more about some of your particular favorite stories in the book.
That's true, Bob. It is kind of hard to narrow it down because so many wonderful and truly amazing people that came out to participate and gave me their time and shared their stories. And in some cases, the person is the most compelling aspect. In others, it's the story. And sometimes it's the car, and in some cases it's all three.
Absolutely.
One that kind of cracked me up is IndyCar racer and soon to be nationwide full-time racer Danica Patrick, who her first car was a 96 Mustang SVT Cobra, which you may remember at the time came only with a manual transmission.
Yeah.
She was a young new driver, 16 years old, young gal out in the middle of God, Ohio, Illinois, or wherever she's from, I'm forgetting at the moment, and she didn't know how to do a burnout. Now, this is a woman who has come very close to winning the Indy 500, and
yeah,
has in fact won an IndyCar race, the one in Tokyo in Japan a couple of years ago, and she didn't know how to do a burnout with a stick.
Oh,
she's
that's
figured
a great
out
story.
But I thought that was kind of funny.
Absolutely. How about Mario Andretti? He's a gentleman that is a real amazing guy. Had the opportunity once to be at the same table with him at a dinner in his honor in Las Vegas. And, you know, he surprised me in a number of ways. And I'd be curious to find out from you, remind me, what was his first car?
Well, people may or may not be aware, but I'm sure everybody knows Mario Andretti was born in Italy. Although he is a naturalized citizen and an American citizen and extremely proud American, he is. What else would an American teenager and his twin brother have in 1957 but a 57 Bel Air?
Wow. Well, that makes sense. And that segues into our mutual friend there, Barry McGuire, you know, a gentleman who could afford any collectible vehicle, anything at any price. And when he first started collecting cars, he went right back to that 57 Chevy that he first had. He just wanted the same, as close as he could get to the one that he had.
Yeah, he bought and sold that car a time or two, but his current black 57 Bel Air is not his original first car, but it is a virtual twin to it.
Oh, that's very good. And let's touch a little bit on the Ferrari book, another book that I really love. And this is an interesting, everybody loves the brand Ferrari, the name Ferrari, the racing history of Ferrari. But you and our mutual friend Luca Damonte put together a wonderful Ferrari book that kind of takes a different spin on things.
Yeah, and that was exactly the idea behind the Ferrari phenomenon, Bob. And that's the name of this book, published by Bull Publishing, The Ferrari Phenomenon. You can also find it on Amazon, or you can buy it publisher direct at bullpublishing.com. And our goal here was to kind of tell some untold stories, you know, for lack of a better term, the lighter side of Ferrari. It's not a serial number and chassis number kind of book, but some bet you didn't know, some interesting stories. I would say a fairly easy to read biography of Enzo Ferrari and the Ferrari family and how the company was born and weird cars that run Ferrari engines and that kind of thing, a bunch of unusual photos and interesting records that the Ferraris have held, and just interesting and different Ferrari stories and photos. Legend, lore, and lies, as I like to call it.
Absolutely. Some spectacular photos there. You really got some from some secret sources, stuff that I believe is, at least I've never seen before, some really spectacular shots in that book, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. There are a bunch of photos in that book that were previously unpublished, and did a fair amount of digging to find them. And also just some things you don't always see, like inside the Ferrari racetrack, the Fiorano test track, and some of the restaurants near the factory where Mr. Ferrari used to eat dinner or used to eat lunch, Mr. Ferrari's house, his home in Modena. And also the barbershop that he went to every day for a shave and a haircut. You find photos of that in there, and you don't see that in the average Ferrari chassis number and engine spec guide.
Absolutely. So what's the test vehicle of the week? What have you been driving lately, Matt?
Well, I just worked my way through the entire Scion lineup.
Mm.
Started with the little IQ, which if people are not familiar with that, that's Scion City Car. It's somewhat similar to a Smart, I guess, in overall concept, a two-seater, you know, phone boothy kind of car, sort of, and worked my way up through all the rest of the Scions and have driven the entire lineup, just sent the last one back a few days ago and got to reacquainted with all the current generation Scions, which was actually a good experience. They're good quality cars.
I'm really excited about this upcoming sports car from Scion, the collaboration with Subaru, a rear-wheel drive vehicle that's really dramatically styled. If the concept stays true in production form, I think they're going to have a really big winner with this vehicle. I think it will be a new generation kind of Toyota Celica like was in the 1970s.
Could very well be, Bob. Like you say, the concepts that have been shown around the world the last couple of years are very dramatic, and we'll just have to see how the productionizing of that vehicle goes, and if it still is exciting and dramatic in the production flesh when we see it, or if it loses something, as a lot of them do, and we won't know for a while yet, but I look forward to it.
And, of course, Subaru will have their own incarnation of that, and it will be a rear-wheel drive vehicle. I would imagine somewhere down the line they'll probably offer it in all-wheel drive guys, Matt, but probably hold off on that for a while. But it will be definitely interesting to watch. I just recently had the opportunity to drive the Fiat 500C. It was my first Fiat 500 experience, and it's an attention-grabbing car, especially young women and kids love the car. I mean, it's really...
Yes, I took a 500C to Monterey for Pebble Beach and the Rolex Motorsport Reunion weekend. So we're talking back in August now, and I had an espresso brown 500 Cabriolet, and it was just a blast. What a charming car. I don't know any other way to put it. And it really works as a car, too. It's beautifully built. Has all the mod cons, handles nice, rides good, get good fuel mileage, and I completely enjoyed it.
Absolutely. It's a good value for the money if you don't go too crazy with the options, but I think they definitely have a hit here, and looking forward to many more things from Fiat and the new Chrysler brand. I have not been in any of the SRT8s, the recently introduced 300 C or 300 SRT8 or Challenger SRT8 or the Charger SRT8 or the Jeep SRT8. Have you spent any time in any of those vehicles, Matt?
Yeah, the only one of those, Bob, that I have was a week in a Charger SRT8, 470 horsepower, 470 pound-feet of torque, and another one of those fabulous exhaust systems. Boy, when you boot that thing, it really howls. This is the big American muscle sedan reborn. I mean, this car handles, it's comfortable, and it is bloody fast.
Absolutely. Matt, thank you so much for your time today, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
We'll do it, my man. Take care.
All right. Be sure and check out Matt's books at Amazon.com. Straight ahead, we're going to find out about a new product. Don't go away.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Attention homeowners. Are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving, Cadillac there?
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. We want to say hello to all of our great listeners in Portland, Oregon, listening on KPAM. From time to time here on the broadcast, we love to shine a spotlight on some new products, and we're going to do that right now. It's a product called Wash Drops, and to tell us all about the product, it's my pleasure to welcome the Director of Business Development for Sequient, I believe, Consumer Products, Marie T. Ball-Boyens. Hey there, Marie. Did I get that anywhere near close?
Yes, it's Marie Ball-Boyens, and the company is Sequient Consumer Products.
Fantastic. Well, tell us all about this very unique product, which I understand makes your makes the job of washing your vehicle a whole lot easier.
Well, we really call it the smart solution because it's an advanced formula, and it's really smart because it's going to save you money and time. All you need is a bucket. And depending on how big your vehicle is, if it's only an average size car, you need just a gallon of water, which is very hard to believe, but you have to try just to see how it works. You throw about 3 cupfuls of wash drops in your bucket with a gallon of water. You start with a clean sponge. You wash the surface of your car. You start from the top. It works on the window, the body, the chrome, great on the hubcaps. So basically you take your sponge, you wash until, you know, the dirty water falls on the ground. If it's very dirty, you wash again with a sponge. And you, the only thing you need to do is to wipe dry right away. So you wash a section at a time and you go all around your car. It takes me about 15 minutes to do my minivan. The wonderful thing is that you can do it in winter. Which, you know, with hoses, you can't because they freeze where we live here in this area. In Ohio, the winters are really bad and you have to take the salt off. I've got teenage daughters. That's the only way they know how to wash a car. It's just too expensive to go to a car wash, you know, and spend, you know, $8 or $10 or whatever to get it washed. So I should say, you know, you don't need a hose, but there's no rinse. So as I said, you know, you wash and you wipe dry, and not only it washes it, but it leaves a beautiful shine. And you have to try it to believe it.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating. And it's a, I understand, a biodegradable, environmentally friendly, solvent-free product. So that's very important as well.
Absolutely. When you're done, you can throw it on your flower beds or your lawn. We found out that a lot of people find other uses than just washing their cars. It works, obviously, you know, on all type of cars, so trucks, bikes. You know, you don't want to take a hose to, you know, wash your Harley Davidson, you know, your answer.
Yeah.
But it works great for any outdoors furniture, patio furniture, wash my trampoline, you know, after winter for my daughters outside. Some ladies have tried it on stainless steel appliances, and it just works wonders. It really was designed actually for RVs.
Uh-huh.
Because their restriction with just water usage and pollution, you know, in campgrounds.
Sure.
So the trade secret recipe, I would say, was developed for RVs, and what Sequent is doing is taking this formula just nationwide and actually internationally. We're starting to export. We're very proud that this is made in the U.S., and we're starting to sell it in Europe. We actually have the conformity, I'm sorry, to reach very strict legal requirements for Europe. I'm very, very excited about having that. And you know, that's the new wave to wash a car today. You just don't have to waste so much water and pollute the environment.
It makes a lot of sense. And you've got some really interesting videos up on YouTube, and I understand that Wash Drops is available in three different sizes, 16 ounces, 32 ounces, or 1 gallon, and as a smart green frog on the label, and just take for example the 32 ounce one, it is good for 32 washes. Is that correct, Marie?
Absolutely. That's if you have an average size car, so it's going to last you a long time, because normally, you know, you wash your car once a week, or, you know, if you care, so it's going to last you a long time. If it's a truck, of course, you know, you have to put more than one ounce. So, but for an average size car, it's going to last you 32 washes, yes. So the gallon is really up to 128 washes. So it's really great for people that have multiple vehicles or for commercial places. It's really smart because it's a good deal. Just right now, there's a promotion on Amazon. Normally, the 16 ounce is about $7.99, and now it's around $6 right now.
Great.
On Amazon as a promotion. So it's basically about 50 cents a wash and shine. And, you know, of course, the shine is not, won't last as long as if you wax a vehicle, you know, but the shine is going to last you about 2 weeks. Right? It's a long-lasting shine.
Yeah, it sure is. So the best place to get wash drops you'd recommend would be Amazon.com. Any other places you'd like to promote?
Right now, you know, you can go on washdrops.com, which links to Amazon.com, and we definitely are looking for distributors. This product is so different from the traditional washes that it's going to take a distributor, you know, or retailer that cares about the environment or, you know, wants to try new things. So right now it's only available online, but next spring we're planning to do heavy promotion with retailers to really get that product on the shelf, so it's easier for consumer to find it, you know, where they buy their groceries. But right now it's only online. It's pretty new. But as I said, you know, it's worth paying the shipping if you have to pay shipping, unless you have a Prime account like I do with Amazon. It's free shipping, but
yeah,
because it's going to last you a long time.
Absolutely. It's a great product. It's called Wash Drops, and it makes car washing possibly virtually anywhere. And, Marie, are you going to be exhibiting at the SEMA show in Las Vegas? Are you going to be doing
that? Yes. Well, actually, we're going to be at the Apex, on the Apex side.
Oh, okay.
So it's SEMA and Apex, yes. We'll be there. We'll have our videos there on our booth. Sequent has a huge booth. We've been showing products, new products, for I think something like 30 years. I mean, it's just always the same place where people can find us. And Wash Drops will be there definitely with all the other products of Sequent. And we're very excited to welcome people. And I have actually tons of samples to give away to people at the show. We did a lot of sampling activity at NASCAR. Sequent has sponsored a car 47 with Bobby Labonte.
Sure.
We've sampled just wash drops, thousands and thousands of 1 ounce little pouch, single use to consumers to get them excited about trying the product, and we'll keep doing that next year. And yes, SEMA Apex is a big show for us.
Absolutely. You need to spread the word about the product. If it wasn't for the press release that came my way, I wouldn't have been aware of it, and it sounds like a real groundbreaking product, and definitely appreciate you spending time to tell us all about it. It's called, once again, Wash Drops, and you can check it out at washdrops.com. And I understand the color, it's actually green, is that correct?
Yes, it's green, yeah. So we're playing really the green aspect, so it's green because it's green. And we're actually looking to name our frog. So this spring, you know, we're starting to ask people, okay, what would be a good name for the Wash Drops frog? So, you know, feel free to send me your ideas. And, of course, become a friend of Wash Drops on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. And we love to have, you know, friends and for people to let the word out. Again, this is just such an amazing product, and just few people know about it, and we're excited about spreading the word. And really thank you for your support and spreading the word out.
Absolutely. I'll have to get you on my other national radio program as well and talk about maybe getting you on some other stuff as well, because always love promoting new products, and this one certainly makes a whole lot of sense. I know I am located in the suburban Boston area, and this is a tough neck of the woods for cars, because if we get all four seasons, just like Ohio, and snow, and you can't always keep your car as clean as you would like. And our network is actually located in Minnesota, where's another place that you got to really keep your car clean, get the salt off of it, and keep it looking year round. And a product like this certainly makes a whole lot of sense. And also in areas of the country where there are a lot of water restrictions, this certainly again is a home run. And why don't you reiterate that special once again on Amazon.com so folks can log on and check it out right now.
Right. So it's only $6.72 for the 16 ounce, and for the 32 ounce, it's actually less than $9. So the 32 ounce is a really great deal right now. And of course, Rob, I'll send you samples. I want you to try it for yourself, and have everybody try it. And because once you try it, you really can't believe it.
All right. Thank you, Marie. That will do it for Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.